Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's December 9th, 2007. And here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released July 11th, 2003. Nazarene, some extraterrestrial visitors have arrived with some shocking news. Apparently, on the far side of the galaxy, there is a race suffering the same fate we fear will befall mankind. They have broken the connection between the material and the spiritual existence and are dying. The aliens wonder if there is any way they can help besides providing food. Can they?
This indeed is shocking news, Alora. I had not heard of it yet. This is a terrible, terrible thing, and I am afraid, as kind as these people are and as much as they want to help, if these individuals have actually broken the bond between the material and the spiritual existence, there is virtually nothing they can do. Even if they take the people now surviving away from this dying world and put them someplace else, they will simply die. They will be unable to reproduce. There will only be a few souls there that have reached the immortal state that they will be able to take away eventually when the world completely dies. It will have to completely die first, and then they would be able to transport them to another world where there is a living biosphere and people similar to them, and they would be able to be reborn. But this race is doomed. The essence of this race is gone. If they have broken the bond between the spiritual existence and the material existence, they are doomed. There is absolutely nothing that can be done. Slowly, their world will die. It will simply shrivel up. Life will cease to exist there. And eventually, there will be nothing there. And after a while, after the old souls are taken away to some other place, other people could come and replant it and colonize it.
Those poor souls, Nazarene. We will keep fighting with all our heart and soul, doing anything we can so that doesn't happen to our world, too.
If only all of mankind would join us in that battle, Alora. If only they would rally to us.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Gerald Pauley. For the last 30 years or so, my wife and I have been producing Voices from Spirit magazine, which tells a lot about what has been going on in the afterlife. It is available at
www.voicesfromspirit.com/voices.htm.
Both our current issue and back issues that are online. We certainly hope you will enjoy it and tell your friends about it, because many other people love it.
Jesus here. Alora is busy again, trying to get Demetrius's important message out to the King of Saudi Arabia. So, here I go again. Fortunately, the situation that was described in the last episode has improved somewhat in the last few years. We have come a long way from those dark, dark times when it looked just about hopeless to this point where the kingdom of God is actually trying to get its representative on earth made the president of the United States. We have made tremendous progress to even be at the level where we could attempt such a thing. We are extremely grateful to all those that have worked so hard with us. We have a long way to go. There is no question of that. Those who want to sodomize God's children, destroy my power, and destroy mankind, still have great power. They have their followers in very important positions, and they are trying to defeat our efforts and trying to sodomize the world, destroy all of mankind. They must be stopped. And this campaign is one of the efforts to stop them. It is difficult. It is hard. It is hard for people to stand up against something that they don't really understand is so evil, but they have to. And if we can win this campaign, we have a very good chance of saving mankind. We have come a long way. We've got a long way to go. But right now, we are winning.
We'll be back again.